Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faithfulness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, 1 Corinthians 13 that goes through the different characteristics and describes love. Among other things, it talks about how that love, verse 5 in the Jewish Bible, complete Jewish, 1 Corinthians 13, 5, love is not proud, it's not rude, it's not selfish, it's not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs. How many believe the love of God does not get involved in payback or get you back? Now see, that's what people call human love can turn to hatred overnight. Some of the people that were supposed to have loved each other the most wound up being the meanest to each other and the most cruel to each other. Well, that's not the love of God. The love of God would never do that. But human love, you know, and you can hear people, it's not the love of God, it's what people call love. They say, I love you, I need you. Well, that's not loving them. When you say, I love you, I need you, that's not you loving them, that's you loving what they do for you. So it's still you loving you. And that's why when people no longer are blessing me and no longer making me feel like you once did, well then I don't love you anymore. And human love, like we said, can turn to hatred overnight. And if you hurt me, what does the flesh say? I'll hurt you. You slap me, I'll slap you harder. You knock me down, I'll knock you down and run over you. Isn't that the way flesh is? I mean, in the flesh, and I don't care who you are now, don't try to say it's not that way. If somebody hurts you, your flesh wants to retaliate, doesn't it? And then add some. Give you something to remember. You mess with me. And so people even teach their children, and they ought not to. You know, teach their children. You can't be a doormat. You can't let them get away with that. And what are they talking to? What's the solution? What are they getting to? Hurt them back. Hurt them. They hit you, you hit them. They knock you down, you knock them down. Well, what did Jesus say? Somebody slaps you on one side, slap them back harder. No. No. Is that always easy to do? No. But can you do it by the grace of God? Yes. Would the strength of God in you be enough to enable you to be strong enough? Now, anybody can get mad and retaliate. I mean, Joe Sinner down the street that don't know the Lord at all does that. But it takes a lot of strength. When your flesh is screaming, I'll get you. I'll get you. I'm writing it down right now. I'll never forget it. And I may not get you today, but I'm a laying for you. And one of these days, your chickens is coming to roost. One of these days, I'll be watching you. No, the Bible tells us to give place to wrath. The Lord said, vengeance is mine. I will repay. Now, something that we need to see, go with me, please, to 1 Samuel chapter 24. 1 Samuel chapter 24. You know, when I was looking at this, I was reminded of the Hippocratic Oath that physicians take. And it goes back to Hippocrates, called the father of medicine. And the Greek oath, it's not always practiced today, and different forms of it are observed. But one of the things that's most well known about it is the oath to do no harm. Let me read to you a couple of excerpts from it, the original Greek one into English. This is the physician at the end of their training. This was many, many, many years ago and repeated in different forms even to this present day. The doctor says, I will prescribe regimens for the good of my patients according to my ability and my judgment and never do harm to anyone. Another part of it says, to please no one will I prescribe a deadly drug or give advice which may cause his death. Another part of it says, I will not give a woman, a certain word that we wouldn't understand today, but a device to procure abortion. I think a lot of people didn't know that was a part of the original oath that physicians took, never to be a part of an abortion. But I will preserve the purity of my life and my arts. In every house where I come, I will enter only for the good of my patients and will keep myself far from all intentional ill-doing. Another part of it said, all that may come to my knowledge in the exercise of my profession, which ought not to be spread abroad, I will keep secret and will never reveal. How many understand confidentiality is a part of not hurting people? Things that you may become privy to that if told to others could hurt them in their eyes or damage them some way or cause people to think less of them. Love wouldn't repeat it. Love wouldn't tell it. I said love wouldn't tell it. In fact, let me read to you, you're holding your place there in Samuel, but the scripture talks about that in Proverbs 11:13, don't turn there, I'm just reading it to you. Proverbs 11:13 says, a talebearer reveals secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit conceals the matter. The Revised Standard Version says, he that's trustworthy in spirit keeps a thing hidden. I think this is one of the most common areas where Christians fail in keeping the love command, is that they tell things about each other to other people that they should not tell. How many understand for a husband to tell other men or other women about his wife's mistakes and shortcomings is being unfaithful? It is. How about a wife telling her female friends or her co-workers at the office the shortcomings and failures and mistakes of her husband? Is that okay? It's a betrayal of confidence. It is unfaithfulness. And it's true with all of us, whether it's me with you, you with me, people in church together, people working together, in families together. It is not okay to betray confidence and tell things that ought not be told. Why? Because it is hurting them in the eyes of these people you're talking to. It's making them think less of them. Isn't it? And yet people, Christians I'm talking about now, they go, well, I just need somebody to vent on. I need somebody, you know, things are so bad. I need somebody to talk to. Well, you can talk without making them look bad. I only had a few amens. I'm telling you, it is unfaithfulness. So we're talking about being faithful, aren't we? It's unfaithful to disclose things that ought to be confidential and to make your friends and your family and co-workers look bad and the people think less of them. You hurt them. I know in my few years of ministry, the times I've got the most seriously in trouble with the Lord is when I said something that hurt somebody in somebody else's eyes. Thank God it hadn't happened too much. But, you know, the further I go, I was talking to Phyllis about this just this week, the more I see how there is nothing more important than us loving each other. People talk about all kind of things in connection with church and ministry, but I'm telling you, the more you get to know the Lord, you'll find out there's nothing more important to Him than this. How we treat each other. is absolutely number one, most important. I had to learn. I made a few mistakes in the earlier days of my ministry. As the Lord began to use me, as more people began to know me, as my words carried more weight, people would ask me, well, what do you think about Brother So-and-so? Or what do you think about what he's preaching or what they're doing over there? And sometimes, I know on one particular occasion, I just said, well, you know, I didn't say too much about it, but I implied that something wasn't right. And when I walked away, man, the Lord got a hold of me. He said, now you didn't see it, but that man's not going to invite him to do a meeting that they were going to do because you hesitated and implied something negative. I didn't realize my words were carrying that much weight. And on another occasion, I said something kind of, you know, didn't mean to say it, but it didn't cast somebody in the best light about a situation. And I mean, before I got back to my little office where I was, boy, my heart was grieved. I mean, it took me the afternoon to get it straight because I didn't think it was that big of a deal. And the Lord dealt with me. You caused them to appear smaller in that person's eyes. Well, if I hurt them with my words, that is violation of the New Testament commandment. And I have done them harm and not good. One of the things that Hippocrates said concerning this oath that we mentioned and quoted part of it, he said this, as to diseases, make a habit of two things, to help or at least to do no harm. Kind of sounds like what your mother told you. If you can't say anything good, don't say anything at all. What does that mean? If you can't help, at the very least, don't hurt. Say it out loud. Do no harm.
Do no harm.
Do no hurt.
Do no hurt.
Now, that's not just a good idea. How many understand we read Romans 10 that said love does no ill, no harm, no hurt to its neighbor, so love is the fulfilling of all the law. How many understand in this new covenant, we got one commandment? Yeah. So what about the 10 commandments? If you keep the one, you will be keeping all the 10. If I love you, I'm not going to hurt you by lying to you. I'm not going to commit adultery with your spouse. I'm not going to steal from you. All the commandments that were given to curb sin are fulfilled in the one law. If I won't hurt you, then I'm not going to break any of those commandments.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, No Harm, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R611F. That's R611F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.